News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The race is warming up, I'd say, rather than heating up. We now, it would seem, have two candidates, Ciara. We've got Mairead McGuinness, who will be the Fine Gael candidate. It won't be official until next month, but it will happen. Catherine Connolly will also get a nomination. The Sock Dems are backing her. A lot of the hard left parties are backing her. Will Labour back her? Ivana Bacic wants to. I'm not sure other people in the party are keen. But she will be a candidate, no question about that. And she'll be a strong enough candidate. I'm not sure she can win, but she will be a strong enough candidate. Fianna Fáil are talking or searching the country. Murray Gagan Quinn's name has been mentioned. Niall Quinn, the footballer's name, former footballer's name has been mentioned. Aintu and Pádraig Tobin are talking about getting 25 Oireachtas members to have a nominating caucus coming together to pick a candidate that reflects the middle Ireland, the 30 to 40% of Ireland who won't, you know, who wouldn't be represented, say, by Catherine Connolly or by Mairead McGuinness. Declan Ganley's name has been mentioned as talk he's met with Independent Ireland. And for me, the great unknown, and I think the one that would really turn the presidency on his head, is what Mary Lou McDonald does. There is no doubt she is seriously thinking about standing for the presidency. My gut instinct is she will. She will run. I kind of get a sense.
I think she could be a very fine president. I think
she'd be a very strong candidate, yep. That's for sure. And I think she'd be stronger than Catherine Connolly. And I think if at the moment...
Well, she certainly has, Catherine Connolly, with all due respect, her wouldn't have anything like the name recognition.
She doesn't
of Mary
have profile.
Lou. Huge amounts of people wouldn't know who she was.
Yeah. She's quite tribal in her political views. There's the visit to Assad's... Syria with Claire Daly and Mick Wallace, that will be dragged up. Some of her views on foreign policy would be quite strong, so that would be an issue. But I think you're right, she doesn't have anything like the profile.
No.
Now, I'm not saying Mary Lou will run. My gut instinct is she will, but we'll
have to
wait
and
see.
I think if Mary Lou runs, she would probably be out of that field, one of the strongest
candidates.
Well,
I think if they are the candidates, it's McGuinness versus Mary Lou. And I agree with you, I'd have Mary Lou a slight favourite in that.
Interesting, isn't it? It will all change, of course, if Mary Lou steps in. Then it will hot up.
Or if Micheál Martin were to pull a rabbit out of the hat. Like, don't forget, Mary McAleese didn't emerge as a candidate until I think it was early September before
is
she
was. Is that what they're trying
candidate.
To do?
I think Micheál Martin is scouring the country
and
as
tell
we
me
speak.
This,
yeah,
does,
he hasn't
does,
approached you, Ciara, has he?
Can you imagine? Vote for me.
I can imagine, actually.
I don't think so. Here's a question for you. Does the backing of a political party make all that much difference? Like, supposing the Sock Dems came out and said, vote for Catherine Connolly, that wouldn't influence me one jot, one way or another,
I'm not sure if the Sock Dems back somebody, it does.
Sorry, I could have used a different example. Yeah. That was just off the top of my head.
But I think if Sinn Féin have a candidate, I think if Mary Lou runs, she will get the 19% minimum that Sinn Féin got in that general election. And I think a lot more. I think the same from Mairead McGuinness. I think she'll probably get the vast, vast majority of Fine Gael voters will back her. Will Fianna Fáil voters back her? I don't think so. Not in the way, say, they would have Heather Humphreys, for
would
example.
Would Fianna Fáilers back Mary Lou McDonald?
Individually, I suspect some of them would. The thing about Mary Lou McDonald is she will get votes in parts of the country that Sinn Féin as a party would not get votes.
I suspect that Mary Lou McDonald, should she run, should she be listening out there this morning, would get the Sinn Féin vote, but I think she would get beyond the Sinn Féin vote.
I agree, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
she's an impressive
votes.
Woman.
She, I think she'd get votes that Sinn Féin
wouldn't
get.
She's a great speaker. She's a fine orator.
She's good on the campaign trail.
Yeah.
There's no question about it.
I just wish that something would happen within the presidential race that was inspiring in some way, because currently we have two candidates, so we don't really know what's happening, obviously, but it's not inspiring at the moment.
No, it's early days,
and I would like to have somebody I could, I'm not going to obviously campaign for anyone or any such thing, but somebody that I could kind of believe in to vote for.
Yeah. Do you know what my wish for the presidency is? We have a president that respects the constitutional limits of the office. this, despite what people think, it's not the job of the president to keep tabs on the government. That's the job for the opposition. So I'd like a president that knows the constitutional boundaries of the office and respects that. That's my wish for the presidency. Let us know what you think. Who would you like to see as president and what would you like to see him? But maybe you disagree with me about the constitutional parameters. Maybe you'd like to see someone stand up and tell the government what's what. Let us know what you think. Who would you like to see as our next president? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.